people had asked me how I thought this was going to go, and I honestly had no idea. Attending all these board meetings, the appearance was that the crowds were largely against the actions by the board. The board members pointed out, well, a lot of those people even stated when they commented that they were from Battlement Mesa, and that in talking with people locally, they had voiced support for the board. I guess if you were to try and read into the tea leaves here, the 213 people who voted pretty overwhelmingly voiced their support for the work that the current board is doing.
And there's still a fall ballot question about marijuana, right? That's keeping in mind that Parachute voters approved a pot excise tax last fall?
Correct. Last summer going into fall, the people opposed to this successfully initiated a petition effort to put this on the ballot, essentially a question of should the town of Parachute have marijuana businesses, establishing the possibility of reenacting a ban. And that effort was successful. However, due to a provision in the Amendment 64, that cannot happen until an even number fall regular election, which puts it at November 2016. So in talking with the mayor and even Pam Jarrett, who ran for a seat on the board and has led much of the opposition on this, I posed the question, well, do you see this as foreshadowing what could happen in November? And the mayor was somewhat cautious, but said that should give some indication of how the people in the town feel about the work that the board is doing. For her part, Pam Jarrett said, this has never really been a question about marijuana. It's about giving the people the option to vote. And in doing her petition work last year, she said it's still overwhelmingly clear that people want to vote on this, whether or not they support marijuana. They'd like a say on if it should be in town.